We've all come across how-to guides, practical tips on navigating a situation, often shared on social media. Well, as my team was getting ready to fly to Poland, we came across a list just like that. But it wasn't about how to fly with a baby or pack a carry-on. This list detailed practical tips to flee by train during the war. It was written by Ina Granova, a Ukrainian-Polish citizen. She was on vacation in a rural part of Ukraine when Russian bombs started falling.
I woke up from the call of my parents, and the first thing which I heard from them was like, Ina, Putin has attacked Ukraine, run away.
Ina's parents stayed in Ukraine, but she, her niece, sister-in-law, and her sister-in-law's family fled. Just getting to the train station was harrowing. Along the way, they heard alarms warning of attacks. At one point, the group hid in a forest while her mother was tracking their location on her phone.
So my mother called us saying, hey guys, I can see that you're crossing next to the military object. So be extremely careful because it can get attacked. It could be the first place that where they would try to attack. So we had to actually change even like our road.
Ina's group did change their road and finally got to the train station where they waited in a crowd for hours.
So we were standing there for some time and then we heard that the train actually came. And this is like when it's almost like a panic happened when everyone tried to rush there. And the entrance to the platform was like very small. And there were like a lot of children. At some moment, I remember when we were standing, there was like some mother who was crying, screaming the name of a child. And then like when we realized that she lost her child, because like, you know, when there is a crowd, like you cannot see because like the children are too small. So she started like, we asked her like, what was her child wearing? Like, or what was the color of the coat? So that's then we start passing the information forward and we found her like within like 1 minute or so.
So people were trying to protect themselves, but also helping each other and looking out for one another.
I mean, like it was definitely scary because there were like a lot of people, but of course there was like no aggression against each other. And it was like a lot of cooperation.
Ina's desire to continue to help people led her to write that list on Facebook. She described the post as a sort of life hack. And we asked her to read some of those hacks for us.
Number one, preference given to women and children. If you're a man, come to help, but do not try to get on the train. Number two,
won't be allowed in.
The train is coming. Number three, come to the train station at least 2 hours in advance. Number four,
otherwise,
don't take things which are too bulky.
Number five,
there aren't no need to purchase a ticket.
We saw people
don't panic. Number six, the wagons get crowded to the very last centimeter.
It is
uncomfortable. Number seven, when waiting for the next train, number eight, usually the train takes only 4 hours. It took us 24 hours to get to Poland instead of 4 hours. Number nine, there are no toilets. Drink very little water on the train. Number 10.
If you have children,
dress up in layers. If you get inside the wagon, it gets really, really hot. Number 11.
You need to undress,
take high-calorie snacks with you.
Preferably those.
Number 12. Have the medicine on hand.
Someone was
number
13.
Everyone is stressed and emotional to the max.
Number 14.
I had no connection for most of the trip.
So warn your loved ones.
Number 15. In the morning when we
went out,
in that field, Ukrainian border guards entered the car, immediately checked the documents and put stamps in the passports. Number 17. Upon arrival, the volunteers immediately start throwing water, cookies.
Number 18.
In Przemyśl, they get people out of the train, one wagon by another one. Everyone is being grouped by families. P.S. If I can somehow help you from Poland, let me know.
Ina says many people have taken her up on that offer and reached out. When she finishes reading her list, she's a bit overcome by reliving the experience in such concrete detail. Still, she emphasizes she feels lucky.
Like we were all saying that after this train, we will never complain on any transportation. Like you cannot complain in the rush hour in the subway, right, after this. But at the same time, again, like it's much easier to go through such hell and get to a safe place than to stay in the country when there's like bombs happening. And I definitely don't want to put too much attention to my story and to like act like if it was like way too difficult, because I know what my family and my friends are going through and they're staying in Ukraine and it's much worse.
A quick scan of Ina's Facebook page today shows she is still trying to help, especially those still in Ukraine. You can read Ina Granova's post on what to expect when you leave Ukraine at npr.org.